Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, January 19, 2025, Romans.
All right, if we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this evening, or this morning, to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Some of you were worried. I thought it was already evening. Been here a long time. At that moment, At that moment that we come to the cross and place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works, at that very instant, the justice of God imputes to each one of us the righteousness of God. And that establishes this fantastic grace pipeline. Now, why was this grace pipeline established? Because God's plan for us is to bless us. Instantly, at that moment of faith in Jesus Christ, 40 salvation blessings come down that pipeline instantly. And then every single day, from that day right up to this morning, logistical grace, blessing and support comes down from the justice of God on one end to imputed righteousness on the other. And why is that logistical grace given? It's temporal security, keeping you alive in the middle of the devil's world. The devil is the one ruling planet Earth. Keep us alive so that we might fulfill the plan of God that he has for us, to grow up spiritually in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to become teleos believers, spiritually mature believers, to have virtue love brought to completion in our heart. And when that is true, then God can send down that grace pipeline, the most phenomenal, greater grace blessings. Greater grace blessings for time. And we're not here that long. We're here today and gone tomorrow. Greater grace blessings in time. And parlayed into greater grace blessings for all eternity that will be awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. And those crowns and those rewards given to the spiritually mature believer at the judgment seat of Christ, they honor and glorify God forever and ever and ever. This is God's plan. It's the best plan. There are a lot of Christians that have their own plans, and they're doing those plans, but they're not even close. And they usually wind up operating by the lust patterns of their sin nature. The sin nature is Satan's inside agent to try to get you into his cosmos diabolicus, his cosmic system, made up of interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. And unfortunately, there are many, many believers that's their life. And they crash and burn. Now, God loves us with infinite virtue love, and He wants to bless us. But He gave us a free will. He gave us a volition. You have a free will to make good decisions, to live the spiritual life and honor and glorify God to the maximum. And you have a free will to make bad decisions, operate by the lust patterns of your sin nature, get into interlocking systems of arrogance, interlocking systems of hatred. And then those whom the Lord loves, and He loves us with infinite virtue love, those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines. In fact, there's a word there, mastigao. Literally, it means skins alive with a whip. Divine discipline. Now, God disciplines us because He wants to bless us. That's why. When we're living in the cosmic system, God can't bless us. All He can do is spank us. He wants to bless us. That's the whole plan, is He wants to bless us. So because He loves us, He disciplines us when we get into Satan's cosmic system. But even that, He doesn't enjoy it. It's His absolute righteousness and perfect justice dealing with us because we're making bad decisions. We're about ready to fall off the cliff. And He wants to bless us, not discipline us. So we're looking at these greater grace blessing package. And there are several categories. We've studied the first category, number one, the spiritual blessings, which are phenomenal. Category number two, the temporal blessings, also fantastic. We just finished category number three, blessings by association. That brings us to category number four, historical blessings. Historical blessings. I'd like to have you turn over to 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. Second Timothy 1, verse 5. Now, the Apostle Paul had some phenomenal students in his traveling seminary. And he had Titus. He was the troubleshooter. Titus was the troubleshooter. If there was anywhere where there was trouble going on, Titus was sent in. That was Corinth. All kinds of trouble in Corinth. So Paul sent Titus, the troubleshooter, into Corinth. But also he had a great student, Timothy. And Timothy, actually the Apostle Paul went right before his death and he was executed, beheaded. He asked for Timothy to come and to spend the time with him. Paul absolutely loved Timothy, and he loved Timothy's entire family. And in 2 Timothy 1, verse 5, I have been reminded of your unhypocritical faith. The great amount of the Word of God in his heart, the body of faith, which body of faith first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now live in you also. One, The spiritually mature believer carries his generation. The spiritually mature believer carries his generation. That is to, he stabilizes his generation. He stabilizes his generation and becomes a stabilizer for future historical generation. He stabilizes his generation and becomes a stabilizer for future historical generation. Three, the ebb and flow of history does not disturb the tranquility or the impact of the spiritually mature believer. The ebb and flow of history does not disturb the tranquility nor the impact. The impact of the spiritually mature believer. Four, the spiritually mature believer is on the right side of history. The right side of history. There is a right side and a wrong side. The spiritually mature believer is on the right side of history, while the reversionistic believer is on the wrong side of history. The reversionistic believer is caught up in the disasters of history and swept along with them like a flood. But the spiritually mature believer rides on the crest of the wave of blessing, and he rises above historical disaster. Category number five in the greater grace blessing package is dying grace blessing. Dying grace blessing. The spiritually mature believer, when it comes time for the Lord to call him home, he goes home dying grace. Dying grace is the most wonderful thing. It's greater than any blessing you ever received while you're living in time. The dying grace of the mature believer is greater than any of those blessings. It's chocolate pie with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Now, for my birthday, I was given a bottle of maraschino cherries. I don't know what they were trying to say about that. I think they were trying to say, you look like you're the Walking Dead. You better have the maraschino cherries. You can find the chocolate pie. It's the dessert of life. I love dessert. Now I'm right on the, I have a, right on the verge of diabetes. Now I don't have it. I'm pre-diabetic. But I have to be very careful, and Deb and I go on a month where we are no chocolate, no sweets, no bread, no alcohol. Oh, shit. No alcohol for a month, and that starts here. Well, you don't want to come to our house. Do you? And then after that, why, Katie barred the door, you know. Anything goes. So every believer has a choice. Number one, every believer has a choice in time between being positive to God and the Word of God and receiving dying grace, or being negative to God and the Word of God, and going out the sin unto death, dying the sin unto death. But every believer has a choice. We have a free will. God gave us the volition. And every believer has a choice in time between being positive to God and His Word and receiving dying grace, or being negative and dying the sin unto death. Two. Dying grace removes the curse of death with its pain and fear. No fear. There's no fear for the mature believer. He's looking forward. He's not suicidal. He's going to be here and fulfill God's plan. But when God says come home, he's going to go home. And looking forward to that day, absent from the body, face to face with the Lord. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm talking with somebody. Oh, my brother Dave. By the way, my brother Dave, he's been on the prayer list for some time. He's had the sore on his foot and the potential of another amputation of a leg and foot. He's already had one leg amputated, and this one was possibly amputated. But you know what? The sore was, last time I talked to him, was 50% healed. Now it's 60, up to 60% healed. He says, I think I might actually be walking here pretty soon. I said, running, you'll be running, you know. But he says, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I says, me too. But the light at the end of my tunnel is a train coming the other way. That's the light of that in that tunnel. Three, dying grace is the greatest experience in life. Dying grace is the greatest experience in life. Four, it is the antithesis of the sin unto death. Antithesis. Five, the perfect happiness of the spiritually mature believer in time is exceeded by his happiness in dying grace. The perfect happiness of the spiritually mature believer in time is exceeded by his happiness in dying grace, the dessert of life. And therefore, the spiritually mature believer has the best of life and better in dying and better than the best in eternity. The spiritually mature believer has the best of life, better in dying, and better than the best in eternity. Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His godly ones. Category number six is of the greater grace blessing package is undeserved suffering for blessing. Category number six, undeserved suffering for blessing. One, only in time does God have the opportunity to give us pressure or disaster, or undeserved suffering. Only in time, while we're here in the short time from that, we became a believer of salvation, and once we attain spiritual maturity, from spiritual maturity to physical death of the rapture, only in time does God have the opportunity to give us pressure and disaster and undeserved suffering, to prove to Satan to prove to Satan and the fallen angels that the Word of God can handle any situation. That the Word of God can handle any situation. That the grace and power of God can handle any situation. And that's only in this time we're here on earth. Only in time does God have the opportunity to give us pressure or disaster or undeserved suffering to prove to Satan and the fallen angels that the Word of God, God in His grace and power, can handle any situation in life. Two, God gives us the ability to handle suffering and turn suffering into blessing. God gives us the ability to handle suffering and turn suffering into blessing. Now, we are in Romans chapter 8. We got so many fantastic things ahead of us yet. Romans 8, verse 28. And a lot of people, a lot of Christians will even cite the first part of this verse. And we know that God causes all things, to work together for good. Now, that's usually where they stop. Most people stop right there. Don't stop right there. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. To whom? To those who love God. There's the key. To those who love God. To those who have attained spiritual maturity. To those who have virtue love brought to completion in their heart. Who love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the one. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. To those who love God. Romans 8:28. Three. When you have undeserved suffering, there is no rebound. You don't rebound undeserved suffering. There's nothing wrong. You haven't committed it. You're not out of fellowship with God. You're in fellowship with God. So there's no rebound or soul searching that's involved at all. That's a non-issue. Four, the spiritually mature believer knows when he's under divine discipline and he knows when he's under undeserved suffering for blessing. He knows the difference. The mature believer knows when he is under divine discipline. He knows when he's out of fellowship with God, and he keeps short accounts. He rebounds. 1 John 1:9, if we acknowledge our sins to God, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, restoring you to fellowship with God, the filling of the Spirit and spiritual life. And the mature believer knows that. He knows that. And he knows when he uses his volition to make a bad decision and he gets out of fellowship, he rebounds, gets back in. And he doesn't have to have, you don't have to have other people tell you, you better rebound. You know, you don't want to start doing that, you know. The mature believer, he's got that nailed down. So the mature believer knows when he's under divine discipline or under undeserved suffering for blessing. Five, divine discipline is unbearable suffering. Unbearable suffering. While undeserved suffering for blessing is bearable. So divine discipline is unbearable suffering while undeserved suffering for blessing is bearable. Six, the spiritually mature believer's ability to handle undeserved suffering. The spiritually mature believer's ability to handle undeserved suffering and clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering. How? By God's grace and God's power. The spiritually mature believer's ability to handle undeserved suffering and clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering by the grace and power of God glorifies God to the maximum. And therefore he becomes evidence against Satan in his appeal trial. Evidence against Satan in his appeal trial. 7. Undeserved suffering for blessing is also used by God to help you keep your eyes on God and your focus on eternity. Undeserved suffering for blessing is also used by God to help you keep your eyes on God and your focus on eternity. The mature believer has a personal sense of destiny. Turn over to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Verse 10. Revelation 2:10. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. This is undeserved suffering for blessing. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have intensified testing, undeserved suffering, intensified testing 10 times. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. The crown of life at the judgment seat of Christ. Only the spiritually mature believer. And this is the spiritually mature believer who has received undeserved suffering for blessing and clears the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. Sometimes all the way to the point of death. And I will give you the crown of life. Turn over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 12. We're going to see this with spiritually mature believer Paul. 2 Corinthians 12. And we have that coming up in our Wednesday night class. Second Corinthians 12. Here we have spiritual mature believer Paul. Verse 7, to keep me from becoming arrogant because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh. And what is this thorn? A messenger of Satan, a demon. To torment me. This is undeserved suffering that is being provided by a demon, a messenger of Satan. Paul says, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But the Lord said, no, no, no. And then the Lord said something else to Paul. But he assured me, My grace is sufficient for you. For my power, here's the grace and power of God to handle this undeserved suffering for blessing. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. And therefore, Paul says, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, undeserved suffering for blessing, so that Christ's power may reside in me. And that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, undeserved suffering for blessing. In insults, people testing, in hardships, thought testing, in persecution, disaster testing, in difficulty, system testing, for when I am weak, undeserved suffering for blessing, that is when I am strong, strong by the grace and power of God. 8, undeserved suffering teaches us the value of Bible doctrine, the Word of God. It teaches us the value of Bible doctrine. Turn over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, starting at verse 68. You are Tov, intrinsically good. This is God. And what you do is Tov, intrinsically good. Teach me your decrees, Bible doctrine. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous, fat as grease, and unfeeling. But I delight in your law. I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, undeserved suffering for blessing. Why? So that I might learn your decrees, Bible doctrine. So that I might learn your decrees. So undeserved suffering is designed to manifest the power, or undeserved suffering teaches the value of the Word of God. 9, undeserved suffering is designed to manifest the power of the spiritual life. Undeserved suffering is designed to manifest the power of the spiritual life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll start at verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death, for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. Undeserved suffering is designed to manifest the power of the spiritual life. And point 10, we'll end with this morning. Undeserved suffering is designed to put muscle on your faith and occupy the believer with eternal values. Undeserved suffering is designed to put muscle on your faith and occupy the believer with eternal values. Now let's go back to Romans. Romans, first of all, chapter 5. Romans 5. Romans 5, starting in verse 3. Not only so, but we also rejoice. Now look, rejoice in our sufferings. Suffering for blessing. We rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, confidence. And confidence does not make us ashamed at the judgment seat of Christ. Because God has poured out His love, virtue love, in our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given to us. And then just turn over to Romans 8. Romans 8, starting at verse 35. Romans 8, 35. And we'll close with this morning. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger of the sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So there are the six categories that make up greater grace blessing package. Isn't that phenomenal? As you continue to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ and attain spiritual maturity, this will be reality in your life. Reality in your life. For until physical death or the rapture, and then greater grace blessings awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace to us. May God, the Holy Spirit, challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.